We started today's daf. Today's daf is daf Kaf Aleph. We started on the bottom of Kaf Amud Bet. The first part of daf on Amud Aleph was talking about Hekdesh, that's without consent, being used without consent, is equal to using Hediot, something that's Hediot, but with consent. Part number two of the daf was, we get back to the topic of this one's benefiting, this one's not losing out. Do we say that you'd have to pay if a person lived in someone's house without his consent, you have to pay or not? We ended by saying no, as long as that person wasn't expecting to be paid, this one who was expecting to pay, he doesn't have to pay because as long as he wasn't expecting the payment. Part number three of the daf was the machloket by mechazeret. We said machloket between Rav and Shmuel, by the case of mechazeret, where the animal turned its head from the rechava, from the public domain, from the square, to the sides of the public domain and ate fruits. And we said in the Mishnah, you pay what you damaged, even though it's all happening in the public domain. And Shmuel would say, no, you would be exempt. That's the machloket there. And the last part of the daf, which goes all the way onto the Amud Bet, is talking about, we ask the question, if maybe this machazeret is really a machloket tanaim. And we explain by saying, no, it's not a machloket tanaim, that's not the explanation. Rather, the machloket over here between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir would be the same, would be within the machloket, the difference between them would be the machloket of Ilfa and Rabbi Yoshaya. And that's how we explain the end of this Gemara. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.